Blog Talk Radio.
As we get together again on consulting in the C-suite, we continue conversations with Lori Husband about mergers and acquisitions, things that companies can and should be doing as they consider or go through that process. And it's been an informative series of discussions, very helpful. And as always, Lori guides us through what her experience in the C-suite has been and talks about her role in helping companies through mergers. And Lori, today we're kind of doing one of those things that I don't want to say is boring, but it's a part of the process, and it's we're going to talk about audits and things, and you know nobody likes that stuff, but probably couldn't have a good merger take place without it, right?
Very true. You know, when I was thinking about this topic, I was like, wow, this is, I don't know if this is going to be boring, put people to sleep, or, but
no, we're not going to let that happen.
Right, no, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, well, you and I are laughing about it, but
yes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We don't want to scare people away and say, you know, it's not the most exciting part of it, but it's essential. And we're going to talk about audits. We're going to talk about analysis. Those are words that, you know, fairly common words, but we're putting them in the context of M&A. So give me a high level, if there is such a thing, a difference between when we say an audit and we say a, you know, business analysis.
So first, let me step back and say thank you for, you know, engaging in this topic. It is one of my favorite areas to do. So so if that calls me boring, that's okay. there is a difference, and the biggest difference is an audit is really a systematic assessment of very specific records, processes, and basically what you're doing is accuracy for compliance and regulatory. So when you think of your workman's comp audit, your manufacturing audit, you're looking for specific details for the organization. When you're doing an analysis, it is more geared towards understanding and improving performance. So you're looking for data, you're looking for trends, you're looking for performance metrics. You're diving into information so you can make better decisions. So that's really the key difference between the two.
Now, you have talked about building a team for selling a business. That's the work you do. You bring together attorneys and lenders and others. When you talk about an audit and analysis, is it different groups that conduct each of those?
It can be. Don't you love my answers on that? So audits can typically be conducted by internal or external. Typically when I am in a portfolio company, so first of all, I will go in and do my own analysis on the company itself so that I know how I can help them. When I get to doing an audit, it's very specific whether it is our workers' comp, so we have that on an annual basis. If I have to audit the I-9 for your personnel files, those are very specific data, making sure it's compliant. Those are areas where, yes, you can have people come in, or you can have, if you have somebody in-house that can do them. Normally, an audit would be a vendor, so your workers' comp vendor is requesting specific data from your HR person and your finance person.
You mentioned compliance relative to workers' comp and other aspects. When you compile an audit or analysis, are those things that a bank is going to want to see? Will they conduct their own, or is this more just for the seller or buyer to make sure they understand what kind of deal they're entering into?
It would be both. It would absolutely be both, because anytime you are buying or selling, the bank is going to want to see your financials, and that's why part of this is very good for your valuation.
In terms of the pricing. But so do these, I assume these then take place kind of at the front end of a deal?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
and talk then about, I don't know if this is the right phrase, but expected outcomes. I assume that there's kind of a format these fall into, but do these then sort of provide the green flag to continue or tasks to address, or what does it look like coming out of it?
So I would agree with what you said, yes. So your outcome is basically providing assurance that your numbers are accurate, that your finances are accurate, your internal controls are consistent, your financial statements, things like of that nature, where an analysis will also, again, allow you to make improvements on these internal controls, on these financial statements. So that is where, that is the expected outcome that you want.
We're chatting with Lori Huspin, Valuable Resource Company, and Lori's been in the HR space, in the business space, acquisition, sales, mergers for many years. She shares her knowledge with us here on Consulting in the C-Suite, and there's a great collection of past podcasts that you can find on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, other places out there. Just search for Lori or Consulting in the C-Suite, Valuable Resources. You should be able to track it down using any of those methods. And we're going to talk now, Lori, with you about your specific role. Let's talk about the analysis part of it. You kind of mentioned a little bit, but kind of take us through what you and your team will do to conduct a thorough and accurate analysis.
Well, like I said, this is really my favorite part, is really identifying where the company can improve. And we come in with a very robust, if you want to say a questionnaire, because I don't like to scare people by saying an audit or analysis, but I'm basically trying to find out very specifically where the gaps are, where I can input the bridges to bridge that gap. Is it with your people? Is it your culture? Is it your documentation? Is it your IT? Those are the things that I'm looking for. I want to understand, and when I say IT, I work behind the scenes with IT on, excuse me, if you're a paper company where nothing has been automated. So I am going to look at that. I'm going to analyze that and see how big is your company, how many employees do you have, how much would it cost to put everything digitally? Do we have the right payroll system? Do we have the right 401k vendor? Do we have everything that's tied together and it's communicating? So those are the things that I am looking at as far as an assessment, evaluation, however you want to call it, but I'm going in with a bunch of questions to ask.
And how frequently in that process do you scare off your client or potential client and they go, wow, that's a lot. I don't have time for all that. I mean, I assume that's why you're there,
right?
But this sounds like there's a lot that needs to be done.
Well, the nice thing about it is they don't need to do it. They just need to give me access to the data that I need. Sometimes it is an individual that I work directly with. Maybe it's somebody in finance, maybe it's somebody who knows, but I'm not going to go to the CFO or the CEO and say, hey, I need 3 hours of your time, because that's not going to work. Basically, if they just show me where things are, I can typically do it on my own, and then I will form questions that maybe I need their help in answering, but I don't take a lot of their time at all, and then I will do a full report on recommendations of here is how I can help you, unless you want somebody in-house to do it or if you want me to do the actual work. I don't need a lot of supervision with it because I know exactly what I'm looking for. I'm just asking them maybe a 30-minute conversation of, how do you describe the company? How do you, describe your culture, just getting an idea. I don't want to come in and say, oh, you need to do all these things without having any idea of what they've already done or what's already working. So it's more of a getting to know them and what they're expecting.
And before I even ask you this question, I'm going to answer it on your behalf. You're going to say it depends, and that it depends probably means on the size of the company. But can you tell me how long this analysis process is likely to take on your end?
My end, depending upon how large the scope is, it really doesn't take me that long, maybe a couple of weeks at tops. Because a lot of times, like I said, I just need them to kind of guide me as to where the information is so that I can get it. And then I can do that within a couple of weeks.
And what kind of challenges do you face as you go through this? Is it primarily access or what else comes up?
The biggest challenge is the resistance to change is probably the biggest one. And the other one is sometimes it is a little difficult to get the information because maybe that person's not available or they don't know where it's at. I have had that happen before where I locked myself out because I didn't know that there was a key card, and I went to the CFO going, well, who does this? And he's like, I don't know, HR does. I'm like, great.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of, digging through the weeds going, okay, how do I figure this out on my own, and when do I need to go to somebody who can help?
And does a good analysis make for an easier audit or vice versa in any way? Do these two kind of work together in some way?
They do blend together, and I would say when you do specific audits, yes, they can lead to a better or easier analysis. But I think if you also do it the other way too, because when you're doing an analysis, you'll see where you need to conduct an audit. Like, you're going through your HR department or maybe your IT department, and you're looking at specific documents where I have a client that has not documented any of his IT processes, and he's a manufacturing plant. So that's a big priority.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that until you get in there starting to do the analysis.
And going back to the outcome then, when you find issues like that, are those things that then need to be addressed, you think, before a company can be put up for sale or before a merger can happen because
Absolutely.
It's just too big of a gap? Yeah, okay. So that's a whole other timeline then.
Yes, that's a huge gap because all of that talent, all of that information is in somebody's brain. It's not documented. It's not in a process. It's not anywhere in a system where somebody could pick up if something happened to this other person. So that's a big step that needs to be taken place before anything else.
Well, we sort of preface this by saying it might not be the most scintillating conversation, but your enthusiasm and your interest in doing this comes through as well. So for those who are in this situation of looking at selling or in the middle of a merger and need some assistance, you sound like the right person to help, Lloyd. So let's tell them how they can get a hold of you and what first steps they should expect.
Thank you for that, Jim. I appreciate that. My number is 847-401-0014. And basically we would just do a complimentary how can I help, and then we would go into, if you wanted the analysis or if you wanted us to look at an audit, one or the other, or both.
All right. Well, Lori, as always, thanks for your time. And I guess we'll tell people the next topic will be more exciting, but we'll figure that out as we approach it. But I do appreciate your time today, as always. great conversation. Lori Huspin of Valuable Resources Company. This is Consulting in the C-Suite. Thanks, everyone, for listening and being a part of it. And we look forward to our next conversation. Thanks.